Alright. My name is The Bruce, and I'm in a family business. And the family business is bullshit. I'm from the greatest country in the world, and it's called America. And that's all we do, is we cook, bake, sell bullshit. What we got cooking today? Patience is a virtue. But guess what? Damn near 99.9% of us don't believe that. You know why? Because we spend money that we don't have. And that's bullshit. Credit is bullshit. How the hell are you going to spend money that you don't have? And what backs that credit that you don't have, or that money that you spend that you don't have, that somebody is willing to give you based on what? Your honesty? Your ability to pay it back? A job. You lose your job, and guess what? Everything that you purchased on credit with money, and I'll call credit money that you don't have, you lose. You see it every damn day. Cars repossessed, homes repossessed, based on a job. Homes tend to be a little bit different because they tend to be an investment. I would say this, anyone that has a home, fight to keep it, even though it may be on paper less value than what you paid for. Keep it because guess what? Depreciation cycles are man-made. They're created in the hopes that you will get your house, walk away from it. Don't pay the notes. Because on paper, you bought a house for $800,000. Now the house is only worth $400,000. But you're still paying that high-ass mortgage note. You get depressed. I say don't get depressed. Get happy. Get happy because guess what? You still got your home. Even though now on paper it says it's only worth $400,000, you paid $800,000 for it. You know why? Because it's going to rebound. It's going to come back. It's called the ebb and flow of bullshit. Get you to buy something, depress the market, you walk away. I done stole the money that you put into it, and I done stole your house that's going to come back on the market at its original level of worth and more. And you stuck looking stupid. Now you can't even rent that same damn place that you own because you just messed up your so-called ability to get money that you don't have that's in the future. Ain't that something? Who came up with that concept? Spending money that you don't have. Whatever happened to patience is a virtue? Whatever happened to let me wait and save up to get what I want? Why is it I got to have it now? To have it now is what got people in trouble. This country is based on and run by people who know that the majority of people have to have it now. Why do you think things are so damn expensive? Because you have to have it now. So yes, I'll let you have it now. I'm going to let you have it so bad that not only am I going to overcharge you because you want it now and you want to spend money that you don't even have now. It's off in the future. But you're too impatient to wait for it. That's all bullshit. Deficit spending is bullshit. The government does it all day, every day. It spends money, more money than it takes in. We wouldn't even have half the damn programs that we have right now called social programs if the government wasn't spending money that it doesn't have. And I won't even say the government. It's people who hide behind the name government. All bullshit. They talk these big words because guess what? the majority of the general public don't even know what the hell is going on any damn way, because they're too caught up in their own bullshit. They're too caught up in spending money that they don't have. I need a ring. I need to get a $10,000 ring. I don't have $10,000. All I got is $1,000. I put my $1,000 down. I buy this $10,000 ring. It looks good. Who the hell says it's worth $10,000? I don't know if it's really worth $10,000, but that's what the price says, tax says. And guess what? I get to show everybody I got a $10,000 ring. But what I don't tell them is this. I still owe $9,000 plus whatever interest rate that they're charging me for that. And now that same damn $10,000 ring, and it's still only $10,000 ring so far by the price tag, I'm paying $25,000 for it with all the interest charges and fees and things on it. I can't go and say I got a $25,000 ring because that ring is still only $10,000. How the hell I end up spending 1.5 times more for the damn thing? That's called deficit spending. That's called bullshit. That's called getting screwed. Now, I lose my job. Now I can't pay for that damn $10,000 ring that all of a sudden costed me $25,000. You know what they're going to do? They're going to come get that ring. Now I done lost everything that I put into that damn ring. And I don't even have the damn ring no more. Bullshit. Vicious cycle of bullshit. We need to stop eating, drinking, and smelling bullshit. We need to go back to what's tried and true. Patience is a virtue if you're willing to be patient. My name is LaBruce. Have a great day. Peace.